Since their introduction in the late 1980s, mobile phones have become far more than just devices to speak into. But in a discovery that stretches their use way beyond communication, Dutch researchers have now found a way to use mobile phone networks to measure rainfall, as Ashley Hall explains.
There's a lot of people relying on accurate rainfall data. It's crucial for agriculture, weather forecasting, climate research and flood modelling. But there's a high cost attached to gathering it.
It costs a lot of money to maintain rain gauges. So, for instance, automatic rain gauges, well, people should really, for instance, visit such a rain gauge quite regularly because all kinds of measurement errors may otherwise occur.
Art Overeem of the Royal Netherlands Meteorological Institute says the number of rain gauges around the world has halved in recent years, making the collection of accurate data very difficult. So he turned his mind to finding a lower cost option, and that's when the idea of using radio waves came into the frame.
Well, it has already been known for a long time that rainfall can influence the strength of the signal in telecommunication. For instance, by the end of the 90s, some colleagues of mine already had a what we call a research link in which they showed that the signal gets weaker in case of rainfall.
So the researchers wondered whether they could use the microwave radio links that transmit mobile phone calls around the country to measure rainfall.
And that's how it started.
And why does that work?
In case of a radio link, electromagnetic signals travel from the antenna of one telephone tower to the antenna of another telephone tower. So when it starts raining, the signal gets weaker. So the more rain droplets and the larger the size of the rain droplets, the larger the decrease in the received signal power at one end of such a microwave link.
In a study published today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Art Overeem says he conducted tests across 12 days before comparing the phone network data with rainfall data collected the old-fashioned way.
It appeared to be already quite accurate, although probably more research is needed to get reliable rainfall maps all year round. But it is already quite good, yeah.
How closely related to the number of microwave or radio receivers is it? Would you be able to use this technique in areas where there are not a lot, just a few?
Well, in principle, it could also be used in areas where there are only a few microwave links, but of course results will become worse in that case.
Once that additional work is done, Art Overeem says the new rainfall measurement technique could become widespread very quickly.
For instance, in Africa, people often have a mobile phone and there is an infrastructure, there is a cellular telecommunication network, but the number of rain gauges is quite low. So particularly for those countries, it would be quite interesting, I think. Well, for other countries, which do have weather radars, such as countries in Europe or the United States and, of course, Australia, these microwave link data could be interesting to adjust the radar rainfall images. So a weather radar is very useful. It gives you a measurement over a very large area with much detail, but often you need to adjust the data to get more reliable data, for instance, useful for all kinds of applications, for water management, for instance.
And, of course, for managing the response to floods. There is one small catch, though. Researchers hoping to use mobile phone data will have to first convince the phone companies to make the information available.
Good luck, Ashley Hall reporting.